Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
It's International Joke Day today.
Right.
Where basically the world's jokes unite. So we've got a list of some of the world's favourite jokes here. Just pick a country. Let's see if we've got a joke for you. Just think of a country, Chris.
Greece. Why not go Greece?
Greece. I don't know if there's anything from Greece. I'm thinking of a country that maybe isn't. You wouldn't have thought was very funny. Let's go to Germany or Belgium. Belgium. Well, Belgium is Belgium. Yeah. Favourite joke from Belgium. Well, you see, there are basically three kinds of people in the world: those who can count and those who can't.
Ha ha ha. Sorry, I haven't reached the punchline.
Why do elephants have flat feet? To stamp out burning duck? It's quacker. I don't get it. So some of the world's first. I must share with you my little lad, he's Finn, right? He's four. He's got his first joke. Went to see Home. If you've not seen Home yet, there's a joke in it, and it's my lad's favourite joke now, and I'm going to try it on you. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
For everything.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The intro.
Boo!
Very good.
Boo! Boo! Come on now, hands in the air like you just don't care. It's too hot. It's just too hot. Avicii and Hello Black, Wake Me Up on 102.4 Wish FM. It's 14 minutes to 8. This is Chris Milo here. Welcome to the show. It's Milo in the morning. Wednesday, the 1st of July today. Dry, hot and sunny, at least 29 degrees, though. The temperatures that they actually publish via the Met Office, which are the ones we give out, never seem to tally with the ones on our car displays. I know Mark Henry's been going mad on this every afternoon. I've been seeing your pictures tweeting of your car thermometers. Like mine yesterday hit 37, which I don't think it's gone higher than that ever. But I'm thinking, it's not actually 37 degrees, is it right now? They must be slightly different, those car thermometers, I think. But I was trying to think of the hottest I have ever been, because yesterday it must have been getting on for that. As I was sat out, I was with Finn in the garden. We only stayed out for so long, we had to come back in to cool down. It was ridiculous. I think the hottest I've ever been, we went to Zante once, and they were having a heat wave over in Zante, and I think it was in the high 30s there. And I remember we went to, lucky enough to go to Orlando, and even it was Easter time when we went, and there it was like 30-odd, but when you're queuing for rides and things, and they have like this, the humidity over there, it just feels weird in Florida, and that was hot. I remember feeling really uncomfortable there. I was just wondering, just a moment here this morning, if you get a second, what's the hottest, just think about it, what's the hottest you've ever been? Morning to Lisa, who's been on this morning. Hottest I've ever been? Dressed as a mascot at Shirdley's show a few years ago, I was a pink monstrosity. She said it must have been at least 100 degrees Celsius in the costume. I do feel sorry for anybody that dresses up in those mascot outfits, because there's no ventilation. Imagine if you're like at Disney or somewhere like that, and you have to do that kind of thing. You must be absolutely baking, mustn't you? What else have we got here? Morning to Nick. He says, try doing loft insulation in this weather. Oh, no thanks. Can you imagine laying loft insulation in this heat? Ayanapa, says Scott. Lad's holiday, 2002. Didn't remember much, but I do remember the temperature hitting the 40s. And Jackie's on her way to work at Lee Infirmary this morning. Jackie, the hottest you've ever been?
54 degrees in Dubai.
You are messing. What?
No.
Was that exceptional, or is that the norm at this time of the year? What were you doing? What were you up to?
It's the norm. It was this time, July. We're on holiday.
And so how on earth did you keep cool at 54 degrees? What were you doing? Surely you can't sunbathe.
Stay in the pool.
Sorry, say that again?
Stay in the pool.
Stay in the pool. Okay, yeah. And who was with you on the holiday?
My husband, Paul.
Oh, what was he like? Did he put like a handkerchief over his head? Was he that kind of English tourist? What was it like?
No, he didn't.
<It's good. laughs> Fantastic. Thanks for calling the show. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Chris.
Janet, the echo in the background suggests you've now arrived at work. Is that right?
I have, yes.
Oh, you see, you were walking a moment ago. You were slightly out of breath, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, sorry.
Walking along there. You've arrived at work in St Helens. You live in Rainford, though, is that right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so set the scene yesterday in your house. Janet, you got home from work early, and what did you do to enjoy the weather?
I sat outside in the sunshine with a Magnum.
Get you. What kind of... Yeah. We've got to get the details right here. What kind of Magnum was it? Was it the bug standard one?
Almond.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so of chocolate.
Just paint the scene for us, Janet. We're coming around to your house for a cocktail party. We're going to sit out in your garden in the sunshine later. What's your garden like, Janet? I'm just trying to picture the scene here. I'm shutting my eyes. Go on, paint the picture.
Well, it's quite colourful. There's lots of roses out at the minute. Oh, lots of pretty flowers.
Nice.
Lots of grass that needs mowing.
Oh, that's not so good,
I'll
is
leave
it?
The mower out for you.
Thanks very much. Terrific. Okay, Janet, well, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets here. We've got tickets for Wigan Empire Cinemas up for grabs today. You can go and sit in the air conditioning for a bit. To win the tickets, though, you've got to identify the song. And this week we are at St. Teresa's Catholic Primary School in Clockface. And here is our lyric today.
Hi, my name's Phoebe and this is my lyric. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing and in my head I paint a picture.
OK, what's the song, Janet?
It's Valerie, Amy Winehouse.
Valerie! Well, sometimes I go out by myself. Yeah, it is. Very good. Well spotted there, Janet. Thanks for that. And I'll let you get back to enjoying your day at work. And then your early start, early dart day, I think, today is probably the way of
looking at it. Yeah.
I was thinking about you eating your Magnum there before. I do like Magnums. The problem with them is you bite into them and all the chocolate falls off the side. Have you got, like, a system for catching that? Do you eat it over the table or something? How do you do that?
No, I just let it drop.
Just
let the ants have it.
Just pick it up. OK, Janet, well, thanks for coming on the show. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're with us this morning, Janet?
I'd like to say hi to my son, who's starting a new job today in Manchester.
Oh, very good luck. What's your son called?
Oh, he's called Chris.
Chris, good luck, Chris.
And my daughter Emma.
Emma.
Who graduates next week.
Oh, you've got a busy life in your house at the moment, Janet, isn't it? Crikey,
it is, yeah.
Riley, well, congratulations on your graduation.